Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, the show, season 2, mix number
16.
Hey, welcome to the Halala Show. Hey, this mix is brought to you by
El Gato.
El Gato. Hey, we got new microphones courtesy of El Gato. Shout out.
And I know you can hear the difference because, wow, this is wow.
Well, we're still recording remotely, so if there are any hiccups, it's because of our internet, not because of these wonderful microphones. We're using the Elgato Wave 1. We'll talk more about it later, but make sure to listen up, because if you want to get great audio for your stream, for your broadcast, for your podcast, we'll tell you more about it in a bit. But let's welcome the new Leche fans to the Halala Show.
What's up, everybody? This is the Halala Show, where we talk about everything. And it's your turn.
Anything under the
sun. So smooth. That was, you know, we pre-prod.
Yeah, you know what we do. But yeah, the show where we talk about that stuff. But we do have a little bit of structure for those of you who are interested. So let's tell them about how the format goes.
Sorry, I'm eating my brownie. Okay, so we start with talking about what happened in our lives the past week. Mm-hmm. And it's called Where You Been.
Where You Been.
And then we move on to the TTs. What are TTs?
The trending topics for today, we have some new stuff about BTS, Billboard, something about their billboards, people going crazy.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course, we want to update you with what's going on with the vaccines here in the Philippines. It's on a lot of – it's actually on everyone's minds right now. So there is some, I guess, some good news for us here in the Philippines. And the last thing we're talking about, some in rather bleak news from the United States, from New York City. Another attack on an Asian person, this one a 61-year-old man in New York City. A lot of people have kind of been tweeting about it and talking about it online, and people have been rallying behind the man and kind of showing their support online. The man that was attacked, of course. So we'll talk about that, but let's start with where you been. You want to go first, Rika G? Where you been this week, friend?
Sure. Well, I've just been staying at home. And last week, actually, I think that was before we record. Did I tell you about me getting a new table?
I don't recall. I don't think so. You got a new table?
Then you're not paying attention. No, okay. So I got a new table, and actually, no, I did tell you about it. I think I did. Where I went to this, like, the supplier. It's like a supplier of, you know, like office stuff to offices.
No, wow.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, I got a new table, and then I set up, because Elgato did hook us up with like a lot of stuff. I set up my whole workstation, and now I have a workstation with a camera and the lighting, and I feel like such a professional. Except I don't have good Wi-Fi, so we're gonna work on that. We are going to work on that, yes, my friend. Are. I prom. Patatu mo yan sa noo.
Sige, okay. Sige.
Anyway, and then just the whole week I've been staying at home. I have been very creative with the stuff I've been cooking because I didn't get to go grocery shopping this week. However, in related to grocery shopping, I did launch something on my YouTube channel, and really? I will say it here as well because I want to continue doing it. And it's actually called Grow Series. Do you get me? Okay, anyway, yep. I'm just gonna like visit. I have to check on people if they get the title. But anyway, yeah. Did you hear my burp?
No.
So I go to like different grocery stores and then I quote unquote review, more like just check it out, like a tour. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, most people kind of just go out to go to the grocery store, right? And that's like one of the sources of happiness we have right now. So I wouldn't do that. And then, yeah, but unfortunately this week I didn't go to the grocery store and I was eating a lot of kimchi. I was eating a lot of pickles, you know, stuff that's in your fridge. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese. Oh, which by the way, okay. So I cooked this one box of mac and cheese and I think it's like organic, non-dairy, no eggs or whatever mac and cheese. Okay. It tasted a little weird. It tasted a little livery. Basta, it has like this deep taste that I can't describe. Okay. At first, TBH, it kind of smelled like dog food, but okay. The good kind of dog food, you know, the human kind, I guess, if there is such a thing. So I've been eating that, just mac and cheese the whole week. Oh, also I was bougie because my parents gave me some salmon, like cooked already. And okay. I was eating, like last Friday, I ate it with my wine. I was like, damn, some leftover salmon and some 300 peso wine. Look at me. But still, it was really good. I really liked it. What else did I do? I've been working out almost every day. I did take a break for one day because you all know that we can take breaks. We should take breaks. Also, oh, sorry. That was Pepper.
Look how clear the pickup is on the Elgato Wave 1.
Pepper, you know they can hear you, right, dude?
On the Elgato Wave 1.
I know. Okay, so I posted something on TikTok and now it has like 20,000. And I'm like, this is just the algorithm on TikTok is crazy. Even if you actually don't post about anything, people will see it and it's scary.
I haven't posted shit on my TikTok. I made one, right? And I was like, shit, I'll make a new video like tomorrow. Mm. And I'm like, what the hell do I post? I'm looking through the For You page. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find easy, you know, like stitches or chat. And I hit up a go on TikTok, no?
It's literally a hit or miss. And at one point you'll just get it and people will start viewing it.
If I could dance, it would be so easy, man. Like, if I could dance, because yung dance yung pinaka mabilis. I mean, in terms of finding content, you just find the trending dance and you do it, right?
Alam mo yung isa pa sa mabilis? Thirst traps. Yeah, like, just get a... No, dude, I've been seeing it a lot. Like, just get a sexy song and then put on a tank top and then close the lights, put on your red light, and that's it, dude. Man, you don't even need to dance. You don't even need to do anything. Just say "Poppy" or "Mommy" and you're good.
Are you lost? Are you lost?
Are you lost, baby girl? There's a
Why
new
is that
one.
Sexy, no? Isn't that creepy?
Nawawala ka ba? Nawawala ka ba?
Maliit na sanggol,
di maliit na babae.
Oo nga, maliit na babae. Na sanggol.
Okay, anyway. So what else have I been doing? I think that's it, really.
That's it?
Not much has happened. Oh, well, we went on a Zoom call with a few friends last Friday. Yeah. Oh, actually, I went on two Zoom calls, like two e-numans this weekend. It was pretty fun. I feel like that's already the normal thing to do. Still... True. I show up late to the party on both times, and that's still the same when it's a physical party. I show up late. So yeah, that's it. Really, nothing much.
All right. I guess I'll pick up where you left off. So I was part of that Zoom call. At least one of them. We caught up with some of our co-DJs and former DJs. So sina Lexi, who now works with Q Radio. So actually, a couple of you posted on our Facebook group, right? Like the videos in a show Suzuki and Joel, what they do on air and stuff. Like they try to sneak in words. So see, Lexi is actually their boss now. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Wow.
Used to be, my partner on air. In case you didn't know, she is my radio partner on air. Now she's doing big things with Q Radio. So we, nabutan mo ba si Gino? Hindi.
What?
Nabutan mo ba si Gino? He was there in the call, but he left a little early because his son.
Oh, really? No, no.
Yeah, Gino Quilomar was there. Si Jay, Kara Erigel of After 30 was there too because we were all DJs together at the Monster. So we did that. Ano pa ba? Oh, nung last Thursday, I interviewed a guy named Chris Tan. You might know him. He was like an actor. He's also, he does a lot of shit, right? But we talked about cryptocurrency, Rika G. And you know what? I don't know if na bola lang ako, but I feel like that should be something we should put more money into.
Like how? What do you mean?
No, just the value, you know, like Bitcoin, you know, like crypto, you know, Bitcoin's a cryptocurrency. I'm not advocating for this, so don't take this, you know, this is just from this is my perspective. But just talking to him, he really kind of convinced me that the future of cryptocurrency is really like it's really valuable, you know? It's like a property, or it's like owning land in a way. Like, because the value seems to always be going up. And if you look at the trend, but Bitcoin has been going up for years.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about it. You know, I've been really thinking about putting money into Bitcoin. I know Broadfits could probably tell us more about this, but I think I'm going to look into it like this year. By the end of this year, I feel like I'm going to start investing some of my money, not all of it, but some of it in cryptocurrency. Lalang, just food for thought for people out there. You should look into it, or maybe we could talk
about it. I know. I mean, like, I want to. Yeah, let's talk about it in the future, privately.
Yeah. Yeah, feel ko lang ano, it just might be the next big thing. So we talked about that. Then the Zoom catch up. Oh, I watched Mortal Kombat.
Oh, right. How was it?
You know what? I really liked it. I thought it was dope. I understand why some people, because it's okay. If you didn't play the games, I think you would think it would suck. Right? It's not okay. And if I'm gonna be impartial, it's not a very good movie just as a standalone movie. But if you're a fan of Mortal Kombat, I think it did so much for the fans, like in terms of adding in mga references to the game, and you finally see like actual power. Because if you watch did you ever watch the OG one, Rika G, in 1995?
No.
Mortal Kombat? Well, if you watch that one, it did not age well. It's actually on Netflix if you want to watch the original Mortal Kombat. It is on Netflix, very campy. It did not age well in terms of graphics, but it's a fun movie. So the new one has great effects. The acting is not good, but the fight scenes are dope, man. And you see a lot of the character, like fan favorites, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Liu Kang, of course. They have characters that were never in the original movies that show up in this movie, and they are really well done. I would highly recommend it for fans of Mortal Kombat. If you're not a fan of Mortal Kombat, you're probably going to think it sucks. That's just how I interpret it as a viewer, as a movie critic.
But like, let's say you grew up playing that game, it would be the best.
It was very enjoyable. It's not the best comic book movie ever. It's not the best comic book adaptation. Or sorry, it's not the best video game movie adaptation, but it's very enjoyable if you played the games. You didn't even have to be a fan of all that, because you know they still make those games until now. I only played until Mortal Kombat, I think 4 yata. Super Nintendo lang eh. I never played it on PlayStation, but I remember the characters growing up, and only if you played the games will you like it. That's my final take on that. I think I don't know. I saw some Lecce fans post about it on the group. So let us know what you think. Like, let us know if that assessment is correct.
So, isn't that crazy?
What?
That, like, you know, they make movies out of video games now. Like, what if they make a movie out of a vlog or out of a YouTube channel or out of a TikTok account? I feel like it's possible. Do you get what I mean?
I do.
Because, I mean, you could always have the game progress into like a story, right? Like there's a story inside the game, but no, they actually chose to get the story and make it into a movie. That's amazing. And there's like Warcraft, right?
They did that.
And what other like games?
There's so many. Actually, it's not super new.
A new concept. You know there was, yeah, I get it.
Did you know there was a Super Mario Brothers movie? Did you ever watch that?
What?
It's so bad. It's so bad. But if you played the games,
so it's, bad, it's
still,
good.
It's still enjoyable. Double Dragon. You ever watch Double Dragon?
How about isn't there a like Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
There is actually that movie right? is actually very good.
Ah,
like that movie is actually very good.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like?
What's
Crash
that?
Bandicoot.
Ooh, Crash they should Bandicoot. Make a Crash Bandicoot movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of other video game adaptation movies.
Which kind of reminds me of that. The character there kind of reminds me of Swiper.
Swiper, no swiping.
Right? From Dora? Is it right?
Yeah. I just did a quick Google search. Movies, Mortal Kombat, Detective Pikachu, I guess you can count that in a way.
Okay.
But it's not really based off the game, though. Tomb Raider. You ever watch Tomb Raider? Like the... Well,
yeah,
there's the, there the Angelina Jolie one and then the Lisa... Or what's her name? Vikander? Alicia Vikander.
Alicia Vikander. One. But I kind of like the game. I played the game for a while. Hmm.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
But actually, the newer games are actually very good. They kind of made a newer game in like 2015. So it did. Assassin's Creed, terrible movie.
But amazing game. You
amazing
know what
game,
I like?
Yeah.
You know what I like with Assassin's Creed? Mm. I like watching gameplay. I don't like play. You know, actually, I like with most games, I like just watching people play it, mm-hmm. not me playing the game.
Okay. Yeah. Playthrough. Yeah. Resident Evil, Monster Hunter. Yeah, Resident Evil is not good.
Yeah, Resident Evil is not good. Right?
I enjoyed Monster Hunter. I think I talked about it here on the podcast, Monster Hunter. Yeah, so anyway, I watched Mortal Kombat. I know most of you don't care, but there was a new season update. And speaking of video games, for Call of Duty Warzone, a new season. Say, Bali, did I explain that to you before, Rika? Do you like, there's seasons. Parang siyang TV show, right? So every season, they release new content. So there's like new guns. This one was the biggest change so far. They released a new map. It's not the same map. Well, it's the same map, but it went back in time to like the 80s. It's so cool, man. I really enjoy it. And there's 100 million players of this game. Isn't that crazy? Like, just do the math on that. 100 million players who play Call of Duty Warzone. It's such
how do they come up with a number, like accounts or what? Yeah. If like.
Accounts, numbers, yeah, number of accounts. So it might be more than one person on one account, but just the fact that there are 100 million accounts that played this game.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's nuts, yeah. So season 3 just came out. I spent most of my time doing that.
And money? No.
Yeah. Yeah, I spent money, man. And then I went grocery shopping yesterday, and now we're here.
Finn. Good for you.
What power? Let's do some TTs, Rika G. You want to start with some BTS goodness? What's going on with BTS, friend?
Okay, so I know the ARMY already knows this because it's all over the internet, but they do have new billboards along EDSA BGC, and people have been going crazy.
Crazy.
Okay? So they did partner with a big telecommunications company here in the Philippines, and they have a big billboard on EDSA. And what do you call those? Like mini standee, hindi standee. It's more like a.
Yung sa flagpoles. Like, as a light.
Yeah, yung sa flagpole. Yeah, those things. And then it's like. Like solo photo.
Mini billboard. Billboard is like, solid rectangle, right?
Yeah, or
like,
no. What do you call that?
Parang flags, eh. They're like flags.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. So they're across.
Okay,
actually,
so
they're here, right? Ortigas, di ba?
Yes, Ortigas? along the Guadalupe Bridge,
I think.
Like right along the Guadalupe Bridge and Pioneer Station, I think. Pepper,
so clear on the Elgato Wave 1 microphone.
Okay. Anyway, also because they have like really nice bus stops in BGC, they also put up the photos there. People are actually taking photos there. Like they're
with their bias.
No, not just with every, like, with everybody, because it's such a big photo. And then there's this one TikTok that I saw. She was wondering, she was walking along BGC and she was wondering, why are there a lot of people in the bus stop? I mean, you know, most people are working from home. Okay. Why are people convening here? And then she found out she was actually going there to take a photo as well. So she found out that it was like fellow armies trying to get a photo with a bus stop. So which is pretty cool. I know. I mean, like, I was starstruck because I actually took the long route home just so I can pass by the billboard. Like, I gassed up. I saved my money for my gas so that I can go around EDSA and look at the photos and the billboards. Okay. I know. Okay. I'm that kind of fan. Okay. What else? Oh, also, they're the new, well, it's a big deal because they're also the new ambassadors for Louis Vuitton. So, a luxury brand this time.
And McDonald's, right? Aren't they McDonald's and, too?
Well, they have, like, they partnered, I believe. I don't know the technicalities when it comes to, like, you know, their partnerships or if they're ambassadors. Like, you know, I tried to look it up. Like, what does it take to be an ambassador for a luxury brand? Okay, so they don't have articles for that one. They don't have a how-to WikiHow. But but I guess, I mean, like, it's a private thing. But it is a big deal. You know, it is a luxury brand. And mostly, like, for most luxury brands, sometimes they just get maybe one member to be the ambassador for the luxury brand, but this time around they got all seven of them. Nice. But yeah, I know a lot of things happen every single week when you're part of like a fandom. So it's really fun. Either way, whatever fandom you're a part of, I know that you're having the time of your life because it's fun. Oh my gosh. It's so fun to be a fangirl. I love it. True. Anyway, that's it.
Really. True. Like I am. True.
I know. Right?
Girl, well, you see?
Not just a fangirl. There are fanboys, you know.
There are definitely.
I could say that you're a fanboy of Call of Duty.
Oh, dude, you know what we do? You know what my cousins and the friends that I play with, you know what we discuss? In what? Our group chat, we discuss the weapon attachments and we're like, this is the new best gun. What's your attachments on this gun?
See?
No, for real. And then we talk about like, look at this strategy. Seriously, if you go through or if you scroll through, I'm sure it's the same for your BTS fandom friends. So yeah, look at what they did. Look at what they did. Basically, we talk about, we post highlight videos. We post clips from YouTubers who discuss the game and the meta weapons. They're called meta weapons for most effective tactics and something. What's that? So basically, it's just we post info about Call of Duty almost every day. It's so nuts, man.
Right?
Yeah. And so I guess.
Either way, whatever you're a fan of, I mean, if it's making you happy, then it's doing its job.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So congratulations to BTS.
Yeah.
If you pass along the wherever you see them, try to take a photo social distance.
When you're not driving.
you're not driving,
okay.
True. Okay, well, pal, let's move on. Let's talk about the vaccines real quick.
Okay.
So just some updated news. This one courtesy of ABS-CBN News. The Philippines is expecting an accelerated delivery of COVID-19 vaccine starting May. So as a global production of the jabs is seen to stabilize only in June, the country's vaccine czar said Sunday. So first of all, I did not know that we had a vaccine czar. Isn't that cool?
What is that?
Czar, like C-Z-A-R.
What's that?
Our COVID-19 implementer vaccine czar. Secretary Carlito G. Galvez Jr. He is the vaccine czar of the Philippines.
What does czar mean?
Czar is like para siyang ano yung mga Russians. You know the Russian leaders. It's like emperor. I'll Google the Google word for czar is a Russian word for ruler or emperor. So we have
I have a friend who's named czar, czar. I thought it was just a name. I didn't know it was like a Russian word. Wow, cool.
Yeah. So it's Secretary Carlito Galvez Jr. here's the quote. I'll try to read it kasi Tagalog. Magkakaroon po tayo ng tinatawag na accelerated deliveries this coming May and June. This coming May, baka magkakaroon po tayo ng 7 to 8 million. Inaantay lang natin kasi na-delay po yung sa COVAX. COVAX. So COVAX is a facility. I'm not sure. I don't know what it is. I'm going to Google it right now. COVAX is a COVID-19 Vaccine Global Access, abbreviated as COVAX, is a global initiative aimed at equitable access to COVID-19. So I guess it's like a worldwide thing that is okay. The one that's kind of handling all the distribution. See, learn new things every day, Rika G.
Grab it. I'm sure like the first world countries are like first in line, right? because I was watching this one vlogger who lives in Washington.
Yeah.
And she's also part Filipino. And she was just telling her audience that, oh, I'm going to go to the pharmacy later on to get the vaccine. It's so crazy that, you know, it's available in the pharmacies now. You can just go to Target and you can get the vaccine and you're done. Bing, bang, right. Boom. And I'm like, wow. How does that feel? Must be nice.
They also went on to say, this coming June, medyo definitive na tayo na medyo malaki ang makukuha natin. More or less, 7 to 10 million doses ang makukuha natin, including those from AstraZeneca, Gamaleya, and Sinovac. Global production of vaccine, sorry. I guess cumulative na yun. I don't think it's 10 million of each, feel ko, based on the quote.
No, but like both doses?
Yeah, I think
just so. The first. Oh, cool.
I am not sure though, but
okay.
Who knows? Global production of vaccines is expected to stabilize by the same month, he noted. So, that's just a little bit of an update. Of course, things change daily, but for now, that seems like good news, right? By June, more vaccines coming out, although we do need a lot more, but still, that's good news.
True. It's a start. Actually, when the rollout started in different countries, in other countries, I was just telling myself, you know what? I just want to know where we're at. Like, where is this going? I don't need, you know, for the government to tell me, to tell us that, oh, you're going to get it for sure. But I don't know. It feels like I just needed a plan, you know, so that I don't panic. Probably. Mm-hmm. This is just me personally.
Yeah.
But I know some people who are still, you know, pressing on the government to actually do better, which is great because we should. We should and press on them.
They actually have a great COVID-19 vaccine tracker on their website, ABS-CBN News, which shows it's like a parang flow chart. So total doses that have arrived, doses distributed, doses administered. It shows the breakdown of which vaccines have been. So right now it shows that 1 million Sinovac doses have arrived. 2 million are, what's that? There's 2 million procured. AstraZeneca, 525,000. So far, wala pang Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Gamaleya, Pfizer, and Novavax information. But it seems like they're going to be updating this. So maybe check that out on ABS-CBN News. It's really cool. It's a really cool tool.
That is so cool. That must be like a big research team.
Yeah,
right.
Probably. So yeah, that's some good news. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. Before we move on to the last TT, we got to do some
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. This podcast mix is brought to you by
El Gato.
So El Gato,
we're so excited about this. We're like making all of these like voices and different sound effects.
Yeah, man. So we mentioned at the start of the mix that we have new microphones courtesy of El Gato. So we're moving forward. These are going to be the microphones that we're going to use for each and every recording. But for those of you who don't know, El Gato not only makes microphones, they make equipment for streaming, for content creators. They're very well known for their Stream Deck, which is used by, if you're wondering, why does Elgato sound so familiar? If you've ever watched someone stream a game, if you've ever seen maybe big YouTubers stream, they probably have an Elgato Stream Deck on their table, because they Elgato really makes things for content creators, including the mic that we're using right now.
Yes. And they're, you know, they're partnering with us.
Yes, partnering.
Yes. Yes.
No, but yeah. So they hooked us up with really nice mics. And this is just actually, so I tried to record a video and then I hooked that, like I connect the mic. And it's just because I compared the audio to the camera's mic compared to the one, you know, using the Elgato mic. It's just such a big difference.
Different.
Wow. I was floored, honestly. Yeah.
They also have a bunch of other products, including a light that Rika also has from them.
I know. So it's called the Key Light. And it's pretty, oh my gosh, it was so easy to set up. It had like maybe four, what do you call that, pieces. Mm-hmm. And then it's so easy to just set up. Now it's like in under 10 minutes, it's already in front of me. Mm-hmm. And what I like about it, because, you know, we like, you've seen different types of lighting systems. This one, I really like it because it looks really natural. Like it's sunlight. Do you get what I mean?
Natural,
yeah, it's like natural light. And you know what they say, natural light is the best lighting ever.
Very true. Very true.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's available. I feel like legit. Like I feel like I want to do a photo shoot or something.
There we go. It's available in multiple stores, including Data Blitz, Game One, PC Hub, IT World. We'll link it in the podcast mix description, but check out the Elgato products and of course the Elgato Wave One. Elgato rhymes with
wait a minute. You caught me off guard. You do it. I've got the rhymes with
Zapato. I don't know. That does it for
Potato.
Anyway, that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Well, pal, last TT of the day. This one, more sad news. Of course, we talked about it on a prior mix about the attack, the anti-Asian attacks that have been going on. Well, mainly in the United States and Europe, but it's kind of happening all over the world. Oh, another thing happened, and I think Rika just saw the video right before we recorded. A 61-year-old Asian man was left in critical condition after he was brutally thrown to the ground and kicked in the head in New York City, which was captured on a surveillance video. This is according to ABC News in the United States. And if you watch the video, it's pretty... it's like unprovoked. It's another unprovoked attack. Mm. And the victim, his name is Yao Pan Ma. He was approached from behind by an unknown individual who struck the victim in the back, causing him to fall on the ground. And then the man then kicked the victim multiple times in the head and then fled. That's it. He just left.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck, man? It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Which makes you think, really, that there are still, even if it's hard to say, there are still minorities within minorities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people, even if you're part of a minority, there's still such a thing as, you know, people looking down on other people, like Asians.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, yeah, there are a lot of talks. There are a lot of talks, especially online, you know, YouTube and mm-hmm. TikTok right now, that it is a systemic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say people who immigrated to another country still feels like they're not part of the country. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like the people of, the children of immigrants, you mm-hmm. know, they try to talk about it. And I think that's like the only way, I guess, or one way to make this all better is to start talking about it, right? Inform mm-hmm. people that, you know, behind all of these stories are actual people who are just trying to live their lives, really.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. true. And also just to kind of the follow-up to this this incident, so the NYPD, it happened in New York, right? So the NYPD's mm-hmm. Hate Crime Task Force is currently investigating the incident. As of this recording, they haven't caught the suspect yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the victim was transported to a NYC health and hospitals in Harlem. He's in critical but stable condition. So at least he's in stable condition. So hopefully
he's 61 7 years old.
Three covers, yeah, man.
No, that is, oh my gosh.
And, you know, for people who voiced their, you know, made their voices heard online, but also in person. So this past weekend on Sunday, dozens of people marched through the streets of Manhattan to the site where the man was brutally attacked. And just to show kind of their support in, you know, the being. So at least there's people rallying behind the man. And, you know, you said we need to kind of have a discussion, make our voices heard. So in a way, this is kind of people's way of making their voices heard by showing support and by marching together in the area where it happened. So shout out to those people who did that.
Yeah, and if you have like more information about this, or if you want to have a conversation about it, why not start a conversation in our group, in our Facebook group? Because I mean, like, I don't have a lot of information about this, you know, knowledge behind why these attacks keep happening. And if you have some thoughts about it, why not share it to the group, please?
Yes, I agree. And the wife of the victim did say that, you know, she's worried that her husband might never come back. They, just a little backstory behind them. They are a couple from China, and they moved to New York in 2018. So that was 3 years ago. And she said that the victim had been working as a dishwasher at a restaurant, but lost his job because of the coronavirus pandemic. So I think it's just a little reminder, because, you know, we talked about it before, right, Reeks? A lot of these attacks have been provoked by people kind of blaming China for the coronavirus. But look what happened to this man. He actually lost his job because of the coronavirus. This man did not start the coronavirus. This, even though they're from China, they didn't, you know, they didn't bring it over here. So just a little reminder for people. I mean, I know most of our, I'd like to think all of our listeners are not racist and
hopefully. Evil.
Yeah, hopefully. But, you know, for people out there, try to make it known that it's not, the virus did not come from, I mean, it came from China, but it's not the Chinese people's fault. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because it is a mentality that I've kind of seen here. Like, even us, you know, like, not us, you and me, but like Pinoys, we have a certain kind of, before the coronavirus, you remember there was that time when online, when there was a kind of a lot of anti-China stuff going on, I guess, because, you know, of course, people were upset at some of the immigrants immigrants that moved here that were maybe littering on the street or doing, you know, illegal activities and stuff. Of course, you can be mad at that, but they kind of generalized it to all the Chinese that moved here. And they're not all like that, you know?
Yeah.
So... yeah, that's the TTs for today. Kind of a short mix today.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like I didn't express myself fully when it comes to, you know, like the last TT. It's just because it's such an awful thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I need to process it first. Especially because, you know, eventually, you know, things will get back to normal, hopefully, and we can visit other countries. And what if we try to visit, you know, like a country, like a Western country, and they treat us differently? It's just, it's hard to process. Because here, obviously, like in your own country, you feel comfortable, right?
Yeah.
But what if you do try to go to another country? And then I wonder how I will react to those kinds of actions towards Asian people, right?
Yeah, I get you. My cousin in the States, he took a little road trip to Texas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Texas has a lot of right-leaning people. Not that right-leaning people are bad, but, you know, usually Texas is known for having a lot of racist people and stuff like that. So I was like, man, aren't you scared? Actually, that was the first thing that came in, because he sent me a picture of, like, some food that he was eating in Texas.
Okay.
And I was like, my first thought was like, aren't you scared? Which is a bad thing to think, right? I mean,
yeah.
But I was like, aren't you scared that you're gonna, you know, get beat up or something? He's like, not really, but he was just being careful and stuff like that. But that's kind of sad that that's the first thing that came into my mind.
That's true.
I know, bummer, man. Anything else you want to share on the topic, Rika G?
That's it, really.
Yeah, wapow.
Wapow.
Wapow, that's it, man. A little short mix. I do, that's on me. I do have to go to work in like 30 minutes.
No, just kidding. It's okay.
Fall today.
Because, wait, are we going to announce on Wednesday? Or
yeah, so let's that do
we
it.
Can invite them? Okay.
Are we doing it
however,
at night? So more people can watch?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So we want to record slash go on live on Wednesday so that you guys can see our faces and remind you that we are still here. And we also want to show off El Gato.
Yes, we do.
We want to let you know that, you know, it's a you know, these are good products if yeah. you do want to try them out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we're going to record our Lecheca live. So yes. come prepared.
Prepared. It's an exam. There's a writing essay.
Yeah. And, well, for our existing Leche fans, you already know, like, we do got this question. We do have Leche fan mail. So what I mean by be prepared is, like, if you want to send us an email, you should send it before we record on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But if you are going to join the live, have maybe questions ready, or if you just want to
discuss, pull up. Yeah. We want to see.
Pull up. Yeah.
You know what I haven't been using?
What?
Bussin. I haven't been using that term. You know, as a millennial.
Who uses that term? Like, how do you use that? What? Give me a phrase.
Because I've only seen it on TikTok, but when you eat something really good, you say it's bussin.
No, you say it's bomb.
It's I know.
Do people really say that now?
People say bussin', man.
Am I that out of touch with the youth?
Probably, but I haven't been using it, and I know that it's just that I haven't had the opportunity.
It's gassed. It's gassed.
I hate
TikTok
it. I hate it so much. This
what the fuck
is
does that mean?
What do you mean, like fart? I don't know.
Gassed, bro. At least say fire. Because fire, okay, no, this is fire.
Fire, right?
Man, yeah, this fire. Is bomb.
Mm-hmm.
This is bussin'?
This bussin', yeah. I've heard people say this is bussin', man. What I'm like, fuck? I haven't been using. I've been utilizing my youth.
But the funny thing is, I get what they mean, but like, it sounds weird when you.
No,
say
but
it.
I think it's only with the delivery. That's why you get it. But can you imagine like seeing it in writing,
never.
Like on a New York Times article? This pizza is bussin'. It doesn't. Yeah, needs to be delivered in a certain way.
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of social media, why don't we shout out some people?
Oh yeah. I'll go on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we still have a Hala Hala Show merch. You can check our Instagram for more details. You can just message us on there if you want to order. We've sent out a couple of shirts already, and I think people are happy with it. I don't know. Rika's the one who's getting the feedback. Okay, now they're happy with it.
Yeah.
So if you want to get some merch.
And if you already got yours, you can also tag us.
Yeah, tag us, post a photo, and whatnot. Let's shout out some people. You want to go first on Twitters?
Sure. Saying hello to PCarB and to Tin. Also to, wait a minute. Okay. To Joshua and John Joshua. Wow. C and Antonio, the Collector, Kikoman Machine, Duen, Jose and Dexter, Just B Cruzo, 8.
What up?
And Alex Christian. Wow. What else? Hello to Pathetic. That's the name.
Nice.
I don't know why. And to Dari Ferreira. Who else?
Wait, bakit tawang-tawa ka nga that one time? We were laughing. Was that on a mix that we recorded? You were laughing at something so much. I forgot why.
No, was it the Tule?
Oh, yeah, the Tule.
I hope nobody found it offensive. It's just, it's the word. It's a funny word. Okay. Okay. Aspirin, like ASS. Aspirin. Okay. And Chris Mariano, shout out to you. Oh, Aspirin actually listened to Fate Pick. the song that you recommended.
Is it Bussin'? Is it the Bussin'?
It's Bussin', man. It's Bussin'.
Yes.
Cass Sipagan also followed us. And who else? Oh, Tang. Wow, a lot of people. Who else? That's it. Albert Tang. Right. There we go.
Cool. On IG, shout out to Larry Collins. I don't know why I went on Larry Collins on a Instagram page. He is a president at Rotary International.
What? No.
What up?
No.
Hello to Pat Sock, to Johnny Pooh. Hello, Johnny Pooh. To Tristan Gray, to Diane Mantilla 21. Bot or not a bot? No, it looks real. Looks real. Jelai Sakara. Oh, that's my alarm. Tope Mania. Ina Sion, Boo Avelino, Cabilio 0291 9996. Bot? Not a bot. What do you think?
1996, it could be their birth year.
True. Very true. Right. OT Podcast. L. Jean Stein, Maria Salbury, Lorenzo, Sir Rolf Pat, Jack Caldito, Rin El Sant, Mary Me Formentera, Almira Lacey, and Trina in Transit. Oh, that's a cool name. Trina in Transit. Thank you for following us. We are the Halala Show everywhere except for on Instagram.
Yes.
And for the fan mail, where can they send it?
It's the Halala Show at gmail.com. Also, don't forget to like our Spotify page, I guess. Just follow us on Spotify.
Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, follow the podcast.
Again, don't forget, we still have, yes.
Yes.
We still have merch. If you guys want shirts, please hit us up on Instagram and we'll reply right away ASAP.
Yep. And yeah, be ready. Send in those Leche fan mail for the Wednesday live podcast recording for Lechica, which should happen around, I don't know, time off course. Wednesday.
Nico, so it's really
check and I just need to check what time I'm off. Kasi paiwiwing schedule, diba? I'm off at 7 p.m. So mga 7:30, between 7:30 and 8 p.m., just be ready around that time.
Okay.
And extra song? Halalishu.
Bye.
Later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.